Naturally, a very different reaction to yesterday's World Cup semifinal over in Croatia.
We heard the fireworks outside, and when I drove home, I've seen a lot of very excited, crazy people running around half naked and cheering.
That's Ivan Sursen, a Croatian writer and translator. This is the first time Croatia has made it to the final of the Men's World Cup, so it's a huge source of joy for a country that hasn't had much to celebrate since the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. Sursen says the violence had a lasting impact on nearly everyone in Croatia, including Luka Modric, the captain of the national soccer team.
At the time when he started his football practices, he had to move with his family from his house. And for several years, his family lived as refugees with no permanent home. It's a common thing among the generation that was growing up with the war. People losing members of their families don't know where they are, or one member of the family went to one country and the other member of the family escaped to another country. So this is a big tragedy that for those who directly pass through it, it's something that always lingers with them, that never goes away from their memory. But it also affected the collective mind and the collective spirit of the societies here. Yugoslavia had a long tradition of really good football players, and all the countries that became independent in the 90s still have very good soccer teams. So the tradition of big football players is being carried from generation to generation. You hear stories about your parents and grandparents watching or listening to the games over the radio. So it's a widespread thing. Football is part of the Balkan culture.
Did the win yesterday against England, did it feel like it was bigger than football? I mean, what did it mean to you?
Whenever these kinds of big sports successes happen in Croatia or in any small country in the world, then majority of people feel very excited and very happy without being actually able to pinpoint what is this happiness about. But it's like some kind of new space is opening and new hope for the better future. These big celebrations are resembling some kind of a new start.
So you obviously know as a writer, there's a tendency to fuse the narrative on the field with the history and culture of the nations that are playing. And so much has been made of the French team's players who grew up in the tough suburbs and public housing of Paris. Are you looking at Sunday's match against France as a kind of contest between two teams that grew up with social upheaval?
It's a good comparison. Definitely, this will be a highly motivated match between the players that really come from the similar background. There's a great French writer, pen named Goz, who wrote a beautiful book. The book has been translated to Croatian recently, and he came to Croatia to one book festival. He was born in Ivory Coast, and he said, "Hello, Croatians, my brothers," because he explained that the position of the Balkans today and the position of sub-Saharan Africans in Europe today is quite similar.
Well, I wish the Croatian team all the best, though I'm taking note of the fact that you just quoted a French writer. So we'll leave it there, Ivan. Ivan Sursen, a Croatian writer and translator, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Marco.